into the cheesy Sasquatch. Moving over to the hardwood here, we have the NBA Finals kicking off tonight. It's going to be a great series here. The Warriors took care of the Dallas Mavericks earlier last week, and just a few days ago, the Celtics go on the road in Miami, take care of the Heat to advance to the NBA Finals. Big moment for Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, that squad of Celtics that have been around for a handful of years now. They've gotten close a few times, but they finally get over that hump. Al Horford finally gets a shot at a ring after being in the league for a really long time. And on the other side, Golden State Warriors, this is not unfamiliar territory for them. As we all know, they went on an impressive run, winning 3 rings in 4 years, 2 of them back-to-back, obviously. Went in a little bit of a lull with injuries to Steph, Clay, some shifting around with that team that kind of kept them from what they were able to do with the dynasty that they built a few years prior. For this series, I think it's a great matchup. Kind of looking at the ESPN analytics, the index or BPI, whatever the percentage that the people come up with for that, is lean towards the Celtics very heavy. Last I checked, I believe it was 86% is on the Celtics to win this series. Leaving obviously the Warriors as underdogs, despite having the 7-game advantage, with the series starting first 2 games in Golden State, and then obviously that game 7, if it gets that far, we'll be back in Golden State for kind of that advantage being the home team there. So I guess kind of from both sides, in the East, Celtics, obviously great defense, timely offense with, again, Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They got some good corner shooters as well. But it's going to be their defense that's going to carry them through this NBA Finals. And then obviously on the other side, while the Golden State offense is a little more known than their defense, both their offense and their defense were basically top 5 throughout the entire season, if not 1 or 2 for the majority of the year without really ever falling out of that. So their defense, as much as it gets overlooked, they are statistically one of the best defenses in the league. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of, I guess, on Golden State's side, which side of the ball kind of takes over the game, whether it is the offense or the defense. And I guess kind of getting to a prediction here. Interestingly enough, years ago, got myself a Curry jersey, figured I'd throw it on for this this episode, this little segment here, just as kind of a little tribute to the Warriors. Even though, I mean, being a Bucks fan, being from Wisconsin, it's kind of, I guess even in football too, in the Super Bowl, if the Packers aren't in it, usually I'm rooting for the NFC team, where in the NBA, kind of the same thing. Bucks are from the East. Usually whoever makes it on the Eastern Conference Finals, I think there's kind of who I get behind. In this case, I think while the Celtics, I mean, being heavily favored, more defense, they had a tougher road, arguably, to get to the finals than the Warriors did. Nonetheless, it's a long road through the playoffs, no matter what way you look at it, to where I'm kind of leaning towards the Warriors in this one. I think that while they had just a couple years to kind of figure things out, get healthy, last year when they lost in the playoffs, actually a play-in, I believe, to the Grizzlies, Steph said, you don't want to run into us next year. And, I mean, he was right by that. Made it through everybody in the Western Conference. Basically second best record in the West behind the Suns all season. And I think that they're able to get this done either in Game 6 or Game 7. I think it is going to go the distance. I don't think we're going to see a sweep or even 5 games for that matter. obviously first two games is a big part of it. If the Celtics can steal one on the road, game one or two, that's obviously a good start to try to get to that game five, game six territory for them. If the Warriors take the first two games, bring a lot of momentum into Boston, that game three becomes extremely pivotal because, as we know, at least in NBA Finals history, I believe NBA playoffs history, there's only been on one occasion that a 3-1 lead was blown. Interestingly enough, the Warriors to the Cavaliers in 17 or 18, which one of those 2 years. But a 3-0 deficit has never been done, I don't think, in any professional sports at the highest level, World Series, NBA Final, Stanley Cup Final, whatever it might be, best of seven series for the championship. A team has never come back down 3-0. So obviously, game one is, I mean, the most important game at this time of the year. The most important game is the next game. So, which is, again, Thursday night here. So I'm going to say, again, just kind of reiterate, Warriors in six or seven. I'll be kind of breaking down probably two games at a time, maybe a game at a time, kind of going through the NBA Finals here, kind of recapping the game, some takeaways, some weak points of each team, some strong points of each team, and kind of maybe give a game two, game three, game four prediction and keep going all the way through. But yeah, let me know down in the comments what you guys think. Who wins? How many games? Who do you think is going to be Finals MVP? Throw everything you got down in the comments. I'm definitely interested to see what way you guys are kind of leaning. We have, I mean West Conference versus Eastern Conference, but as far west as you can get, so basically as far east as you can get. So when the travel happens during the series, each team is basically going to the farthest point across the country that they can go. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of how the country is divided. I'm sure there's going to be East Coast teams that can't stand Boston, so they're rooting for the Warriors, and then vice versa. So we'll see. But yeah, let me know down in the comments what you guys think. Drop some predictions. As always, feel free to like the video. Check out all my other videos as well. Doing some NFL segments. Going to be jumping into the NHL a little bit more as the Stanley Cup Final comes closer. So a lot going on right now this time of year. It's going to quickly come to an end once basketball and hockey are both done. It's basically golf, baseball, and then kind of training camp for football kind of being close after that as well. So appreciate you guys all stopping in. Again, feel free to check out my videos, and I'll see you next time.